Gary Shepard of ABC. Television is reporting from Baghdad that an attack may be underway. We have no confirmation of that, but we will be going to CBS in New York for more on this story in 2 minutes on A Can and Miss. Here's a headline you have to think about. Let ProColor put an end to your weight problem. ProColor has taken the weight out of full-color copies with their exclusive Canon copy system. Let the professionals at ProColor copy directly from your slides, negatives, and artwork to make copies you won't believe are copies. Copies up to 22 by 33 inches in just minutes, and they can mount and laminate your copies for the complete professional presentation. Now, I have been telling you how ProColor can help all kinds of businesses, from architects to landscapers to attorneys. Make color copies like you want them, when you want them, by using ProColor's new Canon Bubble Jet Copier. Call Lisa at 332-7721 and find out how ProColor can help you today. True quality color copies and timely service backed by 30 years experience in quality color reproduction. When you need color copies, call the professionals at ProColor. Okay, it is 17 before 6 o'clock. We've had a bulletin from our newsroom that Gary Shepard of ABC Television says that an attack may be underway in Baghdad. We are going to the network in a minute and a half, to CBS in New York, to pick up more on this story and to confirm, perhaps, what Gary Shepard of ABC Television reports from his hotel room in Baghdad, that he saw flashes of light, he heard sirens going off, there may be an attack underway. Let's hear this.
For TGI Fridays, I'm Martin Mull, self-proclaimed expert on the art of socialization. The number one ingredient to successful socialization is, of course, people. Without people, trust me, socialization is darn near impossible. After people, you need good food, good drink, and a good atmosphere in which to conduct socialization. This, Fridays, can provide a near limitless variety. Say a party of four were to visit Fridays, determined to socialize, what should they do? Well, imagine if from the good drink category, the four selected a walk in the tropics, a Sicilian kiss, a ski lodge, and a friar tuck. And from the good food menu, they order buffalo wings, chicken fajitas, loaded potato skins, and baby back ribs. Now, if this doesn't inspire frenzied socialization, I don't know what will. TGI Fridays, the American bistro, and America's laboratory of socialization.
ABC and CNN television news are reporting from Baghdad. There were flashes in the sky over the city, and that it appeared tracers were coming up from the ground. This is Cannon here at WCCO. It is 5:45. We go to the network now to confirm these rumors.
Now, direct from CBS News, this bulletin.
This is Frank Settapani in New York. There is a report out of Baghdad this evening by ABC News of tracer fire on a clear night in the Iraqi capital. The report goes on to say that there could be heard sounds of sirens and then subsequent flashes in the sky from the west. The sirens have now subsided and the firing as well has died down, so it could be merely that the Iraqis were nervous and not responding to any U.S. air attack. But we also have reports now from Scott Pelley in Saudi Arabia of increased air activity there. Scott is on the line. Scott, bring us up to date.
Tonight, here in Saudi Arabia, there is no moon. This would be considered prime time for an American attack. We are standing near a large Saudi-American airbase, and over the last 35 or 40 minutes, we have counted approximately 20 fighter planes heading north.
A radio pool reporter now is quoted as saying that a squadron of F-15 fighter bombers has taken off from a base in central Saudi Arabia heading north. Those fighters are designed for long-range bombing at night. CBS News Pentagon correspondent David Martin has been picking up reports about activity in Iraq, and here's what he has to say about that.
U.S. intelligence has picked up evidence that Saddam Hussein is taking his chemical weapons out of storage warehouses in Iraq and beginning to move them into within range of targets inside Saudi Arabia. Now, that is significant because although the U.S. has always assumed Saddam was going to use chemical weapons if it came to war, there never has been any hard evidence that he had actually moved them into position. Now, if in fact that is what he is doing, or if the U.S. believes that is what he is doing, that would constitute a compelling reason, I think, for President Bush to strike very quickly, because catching those weapons while they are still congregated in warehouses would obviously be much more effective than having to go after them once they've been dispersed into the field.
Earlier, CBS News White House correspondent Wyatt Andrews reported a flurry of activity on Capitol Hill. He reports that House Speaker Foley had received a call from President Bush and has been closeted in his office since that time. There was no indication of what the president said, but under the resolution approved last weekend by both the House and Senate authorizing the use of force by President Bush, it would be necessary for him to notify congressional leaders first before taking any military action. This has been a CBS News special report. I'm Frank Setapani, CBS News, New York.
Is your long-range bombing at night? Reports say the planes are completely loaded with bombs, missiles, and 20-millimeter guns. An ABC reporter in Baghdad, Gary Shepard, says he can hear the sounds of explosions. The United States is apparently prepared to reward Turkey for its cooperation in the Persian Gulf crisis. Administration and congressional sources say $82 million worth of ammunition and military equipment will be shipped to Turkey. We're going to update this story on possible hostilities beginning in the Gulf in 30 seconds when we go to CBS in New York for more news. But obviously something is going on, and you stay tuned right here to WCCO. We will follow this story for you as it happens right here at WCCO. This takes care of the Cannon mess for tonight. It is 28 degrees in the Twin Cities. Quickie CCO forecast, low of 18, high tomorrow 30, partly sunny skies. Let's go to the network in New York.
This is a CBS News special report. I'm Frank Setapani in New York. There are reports tonight from Baghdad that of what appears to be an air raid taking place on the Iraqi capital. Both ABC News and CNN have been reporting activity in the sky, the appearance of tracers, and also air raid sirens. One radio pool reporter is saying that a squadron of F-15 fighter bombers took off from a base in central Saudi Arabia heading north. Those bombers are designed for long-range bombing at night. With me now is CBS News consultant Ben Works, who is a specialist in military affairs. Ben, from the information that we have so far, what can we say?
We can say this. I heard a moment or two of the reports from Baghdad, the explosions going off. There is flak going into the sky. There may be bombs falling. At the same time, we are getting launch announcements from air bases in Arabia that are an hour and a half behind in arriving at Baghdad, so that the second strike is already cycling into the air and is on its way up country.
It had been assumed for some time that one of the approaches that the United States military would take would be to soften up the Iraqi air defenses and to go in first. Is it surprising, if in fact what we have is an air raid in Baghdad, is it surprising to see that at this point?
No, it's not. It's an it's an excellent way of announcing after a whole day of thunderous silence. It is the dark of night. If we are getting these few scant reports, we are getting an excellent opening announcement from Baghdad, and at the same time confirming announcements of various types of equipment from various locations in Saudi Arabia. It sounds to me like if full court press is on, that various strategic and operational level targets throughout Iraq will be being hit simultaneously. But this was a loud and clear announcement to the press and to the world that the war is in fact on.
We should point out at this point that there is no confirmation of any attack on Iraq from any official source in Washington. There's been a good deal of activity in Washington this evening, but so far President Bush nor any other official in the administration has said anything publicly about that. CBS News correspondent Doug Poling is with us. Doug is back from almost 2 months in Saudi Arabia. Doug, what can you tell us about the readiness of the troops and anything else that might be factored into the situation?
Well, Frank, the troops have said for quite some time, the troops have said for quite some time that they're ready. They have been saying for quite a number of weeks, and in fact a month or so, that they're ready to go. They're gung-ho. At least they were a couple of weeks ago when I was there. There was a great deal of desire to go and get it over with, especially among the younger forces, the Marines and the Airborne. I was with the 101st Airborne over the holidays, and those guys are really gung-ho. They're ready to go. One thing that I'd like to note here is that you gentlemen are absolutely correct in noting that the fact that this takes place at night It's almost 3 o'clock in the morning over there is something that we were told all along, all the time I was over there, pardon me, and even after we came back, that if there is an assault, an initial attack like this, that it will take place under the cover of darkness, and in fact, that seems to be what's happening.
We've received word from the White House that Press Secretary Marlon Fitzwater has been in the Oval Office with President Bush. However, there is no scheduled announcement at this point. Fitzwater was heard to say that if there is something to say, we will tell you. At this point, there is nothing for the record. Let's turn now to the question of chemical weapons. We heard, Ben, that Iraq was apparently moving chemical weapons into position.
I don't believe the bombing has started, the real bombing yet.
All right, we've just received word from CBS News Pentagon correspondent David Martin. Let's listen to that.
I do not believe there are any U.S. aircraft over Baghdad at this moment. I'm told that that has not yet happened. Now, maybe somebody got there before he was supposed to. It is possible, I think, that these are not manned aircraft, but Tomahawk cruise missiles. Those are low-flying, subsonic missiles that can be fired from battleships and cruisers that are in the Persian Gulf. And they have a range, I believe, of 1,200 miles, so they could reach Baghdad from the Persian Gulf. Now, obviously, the advantage of using cruise missiles is you're not risking a pilot's life. You could target them against the kinds of air defenses that would threaten a pilot. But a cruise missile carries a relatively small warhead. If the U.S. is going to go after the major command and control centers, the bunkers, if you will, where Saddam Hussein would be directing his own war effort, they're going to probably have to use more powerful weapons, 2,000-pound bombs, and those are carried by stealth fighters, the F-117A, which supposedly can evade any radar. And it may well be that what we are hearing now in Baghdad is an attempt by the U.S. to soften up Iraqi air defenses before any lives of pilots are risked. But I think beyond question what we're seeing is the start of a major air campaign that is not going to end tonight and is not going to end tomorrow, but is going to go on for days and days and is going to involve literally thousands of airstrikes against targets throughout Iraq and in Kuwait.
Ben Works, you just heard what David Martin said about Tomahawk missiles and also about the scenario for what might follow after that. Do you agree or disagree, or can you add anything to that?
It's very likely. Let us say this. The types of aircraft, the announcements I was hearing for takeoffs, are not the kind of planes that I would make my first strike on Baghdad with necessarily. Tomahawks can get in there. They have been programmed. There are several hundred in the theater ready for use. They're quite suitable for fixed targets from long distances. At the same time, the types of planes I am hearing taking off could be very likely going to targets closer to the Saudi border in the area of the Euphrates River, Basra, and Kuwait itself. It remains to be seen as we get more information just how the picture is emerging. However, if we are getting accurate launch announcements, then we have a strike underway. It may also be that it's a remotely piloted drone of some sort to draw fire.
Doug Poling, Bob Simon, a CBS News correspondent in Saudi Arabia, is reporting confirmation now that U.S. planes took off from Saudi Arabia and are heading north.
We've just received a report from an airbase in central Saudi Arabia saying that a squadron of F-15s took off not very long ago. At this airbase where I'm standing, just outside an airbase in eastern Saudi Arabia, there were some 20 aircraft, some fighters that took off in a period of 45 minutes. There's also been an unusual amount of road traffic into the airbase over the last hour. Just a while ago, a convoy of what looked like school buses came in, presumably loaded with personnel. We can confirm nothing at this point other than a report from central Saudi Arabia that a squadron of F-15s has taken off heading north.
And just to summarize what has happened in the last 15 or 20 minutes, there are reports now which would indicate that an air attack on Baghdad has begun. We're not quite sure yet of the dimensions of this, but we do have reports of air activity in Baghdad, possibly Tomahawk missiles being fired from the Red Sea, possibly bombing by planes. We just don't know at this point. And as we just heard from Bob Simon in Saudi Arabia, a squadron of U.S. planes has been confirmed to be heading north from the Saudi bases. Doug Poling was at the base in Dahran not long ago. Doug, tell me what you can about that.
Well, that is a huge base, Frank, and they have just about everything under the sun that you can think of there. An awful lot of helicopters. Of course, that was a main demarcation point for the troops that were arriving there, Marines and Army troops. But an awful lot of the F-15s were there. And if it's taken off from the base that Bob Simon mentioned, then it's right next to where he's at. And if he's seen them and heard them, and he certainly can from the hotel, it would be an awesome sight.
Well, what is the flying time from there to targets?
Frank, I can't tell you that exactly, but it isn't terribly long.
If you're talking about Dahran, the Dahran area, or eastern Saudi Arabia along the coast, we're talking 500 nautical miles up to Baghdad, which is some 10%, 550 statute miles. That's about an hour and a half at operational cruising speeds. Planes normally flying in the area of 450 nautical miles per hour. So we're talking an hour and a half up, an hour and a half back, half an hour over the target, about a 3.5 hour round trip.
What would happen after that as far as heavy bombing? Would that commence immediately, or would that take some time to get into the pipeline?
If I could say what I think is going to be going on, I'd like to divide the missions into three categories: the strategic or national level, and that includes the most dangerous offensive weapons that Saddam has, including his missiles, his air defense forces, both the airplanes and the strategic anti-aircraft missiles. Then he goes after the air bases themselves to try to destroy Saddam's airfields. Then we go after the aircraft themselves. At the same time, the operational level, the same sorts of targets within an area closer to the Saudi border, and then we start to hit bridges and supply dumps.
One of the things that kind of surprises me a little bit, and of course in war the element surprise is very important, is the fact that Iraq was hit first rather than positions in Kuwait. A lot of us had assumed for a long time that the first thing we would strike at would be fortified positions in Kuwait to soften them up, but apparently if this is true what we're hearing, then we've gone straight for the heart of Saddam Hussein.
If there is a response by his ground forces in Kuwait, would that then draw us in on that front, or what would our response to that be?
Here's what I would expect to happen. Again, the strategic level is defined as the nation, the entire nation. Consider it up country from the theater of operations, from the Kuwait area. The middle level is operational, and that's the area of southeastern Iraq and Kuwait itself, along the Saudi border, up to the Euphrates River. The tactical level are the front lines, the actual fortifications, the front line troops. These missions will be divided by class of aircraft, so that our most capable planes and missiles will be going after strategic targets. Then, after which, the tactical operations will rise in later days as we attack the frontline fortifications as his air defenses are suppressed.
I think it's about 200 miles by land from Dahran, where that air base is, to the Kuwaiti border, and of course by air with those very fast, big warplanes. That's not very long. I don't know how long it is, but
we
it's
are
certainly... Ben, do you know the flying time, if that's the case?
Let's put that on hold for just a second. Right. This is in from Central Saudi Arabia. The U.S. military in Central Saudi Arabia has announced that war with Iraq has begun. And we now have some reports that Baghdad radio has gone off the air. Ben, could that indicate that some damage has been done, or might they just have switched off anyway?
There are two elements to this. One, again, a missile may have hit the broadcasting tower or the broadcasting transmitter. At the same time, the electronic curtain is descending over Iraq. Our electronic warfare systems are coming up to jam all his signals to the outside world. Saddam is being isolated first electronically, then physically from the rest of the Arab world and the civilized world. Iraq is now in the process of being thoroughly isolated.
I think we ought to repeat this, even though we mentioned it just a moment ago. There has been no word from the White House about this, but the U.S. military in central Saudi Arabia has announced that war with Iraq has begun, and we are having reports from Baghdad of some commencement of hostilities there. It's not entirely clear what is happening, but it does have every appearance of an air attack on Baghdad. With me is CBS News correspondent Doug Poling, who has spent about 2 months in Saudi Arabia recently, and Ben Works, who is a CBS News military consultant. Ben, there was some talk earlier this evening about intelligence reports being picked up that Iraq had moved chemical weapons closer to positions where they could strike Saudi Arabia. What do you know about that?
I would tell you that the places where he most likely has chemical warheads is with his field artillery and his barrage rockets, which have a range of somewhere between 10 and 30 miles from their front positions.
Go to the radio pool spot. It's queued up and ready to go. Radio pool.
All right. We'll break in at this point. We have a radio pool report from Saudi Arabia. The correspondent is Steve Futterman.
Although there's been a great deal of increased air activity at an air base near where our location is, we've seen a number of fighter jets take off during the night, during the past few hours, in fact. As far as the tension here, yes, the tension has increased. Throughout the last 24 hours, there have been numerous reports that some attack might be imminent. We had gotten a report from the USS Wisconsin earlier in the day that hostilities might be imminent, and that particular ship was put on a heightened alert. We have not seen any indication of any air fire, any actual military fire at this location here. But again, there has been a great deal of increased air activity indicating possibly that hostilities might be about to begin. This is Steve Futterman in Dhahran, Saudi Arabia.
The latest word from Washington is that White House Press Secretary Marlon Fitzwater will be prepared to say something. We presume it will be a formal statement in about 10 minutes' time. Marlon Fitzwater was reported earlier to be in with President Bush in the Oval Office. And let's go now to David Martin and CBS News correspondent Dan Rather. We're waiting here for David Martin at the Pentagon.